Blow for Blow are a four-piece, and I got three quarters of that four-piece with us today. Norman Emerson, who is the drummer, Vic Warrington, who is the bass player, Tim Jones, who is the vocalist and guitarist. The member not here is Kevin Hurd, who is the keyboard player and also sings. Now, Tim, if I can start with you. You've been in these studios once or twice before in different incarnations. The last time was with Punching Holes. Now, Norman, you were with Punching Holes as well.
Yeah.
What happened with Punching Holes then, Tim? Why did you leave?
I left to basically do my own stuff because there was a lot of ideas of my own that I wanted to do. There was a lot of my own music, and I'd been playing other people's music in sort of Brian's band and Punishment Luxury for two and a half years or something, I wasn't really doing my own stuff, you know. So I thought I'd try that, you know, because I wouldn't be fulfilled. I did.
So how did the rest of the band get involved? Vic, Norman, can I ask you to? Vic, what have you
Vic's
done
instigation, really?
Before? Vic's instigation. Tell us all about instigation.
I was sitting at home one evening and I thought to myself, I can't stand this much longer. So I rang Tim and said, why don't you get a band together? You know, you've got lots of songs.
Now, you're based in Durham, is that right?
Well, yeah, but Norman lives in Newcastle.
Yeah. So, Vic, who have you played with before?
I've played with a few bands, mainly club outfits, you know, a couple of club bands, heavy rock club band, and a disco club band. I can't remember the names of them now.
There was a jazz rock band as well.
Number three. Jazz rock band, number three, which did the Laying Art Gallery a few times.
The Laying Art Gallery?
Very obscure music.
The keyboard player for that band's got a month's tour in Venezuela. Doing an album with a Venezuelan.
Now, when did as you were saying, Tim, you were involved in a project which was just what, mainly songs and tapes, wasn't it? With Kevin. When did that grow into being a band, and why did you decide to move on from just making tapes into forming a band to go out and play the stuff?
Because it's pointless trying to pander to record companies and trying to, you know, sort of go for it. You know, with that, you've got to, there's loads of other things you have to do. It's very frustrating sort of playing hundreds of gigs around the Northeast without sort of some kind of backing. But, you know, it's just good to play, and that's what it's about, really. So now we're not looking at it from that point of view. We're just looking at it from playing, because we want to play, and we think the music should be heard. So that's what it's about, really.
How did you get involved? Norman, was this just like a continuation for you from Punching Holes?
Tim used to be in Punching Holes about 2 years ago, and I've just kept in contact with him since then. And I went down to see him just by chance one day, and about a week later, we got on talking about bands and this sort of thing, you know, starting a band possibly in the future. But a week later, Punching Holes split up, sort of completely out of the blue, really. And I went down and saw Tim, said, how about a band? And he says, yes, I know just the people.
That's what he said to me.
He always knows just the people.
Well, it was just the right time, because everybody, all these bands had sort of broken up and that, and it was just the right time.
What is it that keeps you going? Because Neon were very close to breaking it, weren't they? And Punching Holes came quite close as well. What is it that drives you on? You mentioned that you like playing, but there's got to be more to it than that, because you could be in an R&B band and do that, couldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, addiction. Total addiction and withdrawal symptoms if you don't play. And really, I think it's a curse, you know. And really, I mean, it does. It I think it can rack you if you don't play, you know. So, I mean, it's just good for the head. You feel as if you're doing something. I mean, who wants to be another Wally, you know? really.
So Wally.
So what's the point? So why not sort of just grind on bashing your head against the wall for, you know, for however many years? Anyway, I've still got two wisdom teeth to come through. And there's one coming through now, so that means I'm not that old, you know.
How about you, Norm? Because, I mean, you've been around in bands like Punching Holes and The Weights and The Big G and so on, yeah. You know, for quite a bit. I mean, does the same apply to you?
Oh, yeah, it's just something you've got to do. Mm. You know, it's a way of life. If you don't gig, you don't, you know, you just don't tick over.
Yep.
Because I've always felt that drummers have got to be more flexible, because by and large drummers don't write the material in bands, so the material you play is usually dictated to by the main writer in the band.
Yeah, but I've never really written any songs. I think I wrote one song was about 7 or something.
Which I'll clear you all.
It's good at arranging stuff, though. No one's really good for sort of arranging stuff from there. No.
Yeah, I like to chisel off the sharp edges.
So where do you fit in then, Vic? If Tim is writing a lot of the material and Norman is chiseling off the sharp edges there?
Oh, I play bass.
Anything else?
Well, these students keep it together, you know, that's all the rhythm of the thing.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the rhythm, you know, yeah. Keeping the thing going.
How about Kevin? What does he do?
Well, again, it's sort of Kevin's the melody. This is the rhythm. Kevin's the melodies, really. And also Kevin. I mean, Kevin wrote the first song. And yeah, he's very tuneful. I mean, he's really a drummer, really. The drums are his first instrument because he used to drum with the Carpets, but he likes keyboards, and I mean, he's just sort of branching out.
Plays a mean guitar, too.
Yeah, he plays guitar as well.
Talented.
Multi-instrumentalist. Might go off the eat your heart out.
Where can we see you? Later. Which gigs are you playing in the near future?
Dingwalls on Wednesday.
This is with the Drifting Robots.
Yeah, and the Naked Women. The people see naked women on the tickets, so they're all going to be there for that anyway. I know what they're like.
No clothes?
Castle Chair Arts Centre in Durham, yeah. I've got tickets for that, so you can't sell them over the air. But
that is on June the 8th, is it?
July the 8th.
July the 8th, okay.
Plus sandwiches.
Is that a band or a...
Oh, with the Cube. The Cube as well.
The Cube they're plus sandwiches.
Excellent band, the Cube. Really good band.
Okay. Right, well, blow for blow, thanks very much indeed, and this is the final track,
thank you.
Beautiful Rose. Thank you.
Blow for Blow. And that was a track called Beautiful Rose. And that was Ian Penman talking to them.